Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Welcome into episode 122 of the Sources Say podcast, your go-to Kentucky basketball and recruiting podcast on the growing KSR podcast network. I'm your host, Jack Pilgrim of Kentucky Sports Radio. Happy to be joined once again by the one, the only Sean Smith of Go Big Blue Country. We are going back to back this week, Sean. How are you?
Yeah, guess who's back? Back again. No, I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing great. So Monday, or what day is it? Was it Tuesday? Wednesday evening. My days are all running together. I'm sorry.
It's Thursday now.
So Wednesday afternoon, we put up an episode of Sources Say where we break down what happened in Pro Day and, kind of the latest in the open practice that we saw, injury updates, things like that to kind of preview Big Blue Madness and kind of get fans ready for the upcoming season. And we had a couple little recruiting updates there at the very end of the show where we talked about Adembona and Kaysen Wallace, some of the top 2023 prospects. We went down the list. Little did we know, just within a couple hours after that, we would be hit with some pretty significant news of what's going on with this upcoming roster and what could come in the winter, I guess the start of the spring semester, I believe, in January, or the winter semester, whatever it would be, January, Shaedon Sharpe, Kentucky's number one commitment in the class of 2022, is strongly considering an early enrollee process and joining the program in January, Sean. This is something that there was a lot of rumors because of his age and some things that were going on behind the scenes that he may have been a reclassification candidate, and that was kind of something that scared some Kentucky fans deep into his recruiting process, because if he were going to reclassify, Sean, there would be no way that he could fit onto this roster at this given time with the pieces they've already added in the transfer portal, the incoming freshmen they have, so on and so forth. It just didn't make sense for a guy like Shaedon, as good as he is, to join the fold at this point in time. Little did we know, yeah, maybe not in the fall he would be joining, but Sean, it sounds like it's a pretty realistic option for him to join in January.
Yeah, it would be big for him. Not necessarily big for this Kentucky team, but it would definitely be big for Shaedon, because he would be able to get that spring semester and that second semester of the season there and get that work in practice the same way Oscar Tshiebwe did a year ago. We saw Hamidou Diallo follow this exact same path 4 or 5 years ago and go through that. So it would be big. And I think, too, just he would get more out of being at Kentucky, Jack, from January through May than he would playing, 2 to 3 months of high school basketball.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of what it boils down to. So I wanted to – the reason why we're doing this outside of – I mean, yes, it's significant news and it could definitely play a massive part in this upcoming basketball season and the future of Kentucky basketball recruiting. I mean, this is massive news. No matter which way you look at it. But I also wanted to add some context and provide a little bit of in-depth kind of analysis of how this came to be and why we are at this point. So can't reveal some of the like super, super in-depth details, but let's just say that there are some eligibility talk about him being eligible for some of the bigger high school tournament events like the Geico Nationals, some of the bigger tournament games outside of the grind session where he's a part of teams like Prolific Prep, Compass Prep, some of those, like you saw Jalen Green was a part of it, Ty Washington was a part of it, that grind session they do. Actually, they play at the what's the big event in Western Kentucky, Sean.
Mustang
Madness or
the Marshall County?
Hoop Fest. Yes, they participate in that being part of the grind session. So that is kind of something that has been kind of talked about behind the scenes, that he would be eligible to play in those games. But because he's technically a fifth-year senior, there's been some talk behind the scenes that that he might not be eligible to participate in the big, and they want to, you know, make a big run for the national title and all that. So that's why they are in this position right now, where his choices are to stay at Dream City, where he is right now. It's like a post-grad program. He's comfortable where he is. He's actually has a game tomorrow night, I believe. So he's going to at least participate in the front end of the schedule. But his mindset was, why would I stick around here and participate in games that I'm not – or sit on the bench in games that I'm not able to play in? Like, if I can't help my team win a national championship, what am I doing? Why can't I move forward with this process and take my talents to Lexington, get a head start on the upcoming season, develop, learn the system, do all those sorts of things the same way, like you said, Hamidou Diallo did, same way Oscar Tshiebwe did. He wants to follow in that same path. So that's how we got to this point. This isn't a dude that's just trying to make a quick buck that, you know, he said, screw it, I'm of age, I'm able to, enter my name in the draft. I really want to, start making money as soon as possible. If that were the case, then he would sign with Overtime Elite or one of the G League options, and he would start his professional career now. The reason why he's doing this is not because of money. It's not because of anything like that. It's am I better off, sitting on the sidelines for a high school team or sitting on the sidelines learning under John Calipari at Kentucky? That's what this decision boiled down to.
You're getting in the system, and then you're working with we don't know the exact number of guys that will return off this team, but then you're getting in there and you're getting acclimated to the environment, your teammates, the college life. You're learning the system that these guys are learning right now as new players at Kentucky. It's a great head start for these guys. I think Oscar Tshiebwe is in a good position now because he's been in this program for almost an entire year, and you would get the same thing with Shaedon Sharpe. I just think it's a win-win, and I just don't see a player the caliber of Sharpe. I just don't see it, Jack, him going to Kentucky or something like that, and then, I'm not going to play college basketball, I'm going to go pro. This would be a conversation that he and John Calipari would have, and they've both checked off all boxes, and that would be something that they're on the same terms in agreement.
Yeah. And that's kind of where I am. I know there were a lot of – I mean, look, Hamidou Diallo was a fringe second-round pick when he came out of high school and stayed his half-and-done year at Kentucky or whatever it was when he came in January, sat out the entirety. And that's another thing we need to point out. He does plan on sitting out the entire second semester. He does not plan on playing. And let me just put it out there. Travis Branham of 247 Sports was the first to break this news. I talked to him late last night. He's all over it. He absolutely crushed the coverage on that. He's a friend of the show. We like him a lot. So props to him. Credit where it's due. He broke that story late last night. But that's something that I know there was a lot of worry that this would be kind of the Hamidou Diallo thing where – Hamidou was a fringe second round pick. We waited until 11:59 and 59 seconds the night of the draft deadline. And there was some concern that he wouldn't ever play a minute of college basketball for Kentucky. And that's something that Kentucky fans were obviously worried because Hamidou was a fringe second round pick, maybe, depending on if somebody wanted to take a shot on him because he had absurd combine numbers and those sorts of things, maybe take a chance on him in the first round. But this was a guy that he was always kind of a project long-term guy, and that was the intrigue by NBA scouts. And when you have a potential number one pick, easily a consensus top five draft pick in Shaedon Sharpe doing the exact same plan, obviously it adds a lot more concern to the situation. You have a guy that very well could end up being the number one pick, and how often is a guy that could be the number one pick, should he be eligible? And I'm under the assumption that he is. I know there's a lot of talk of, when does he graduate, and is that the NBA rule is that you have to be 1 year removed from graduation and 19 years. He has the 19 years down, and being a fifth-year senior, I'm under the assumption that he would be eligible on that because I think if this is a post-grad year, there's so many little tiny specifics with it, but I truly believe at the end of the day he would be eligible for that 2022 draft. So there is, yeah, there is a legitimate concern that being a potential top five pick, that he would play, not play half of a season, train at Kentucky, and then end up going to the NBA draft. And I understand why fans are concerned about that. And yes, I got to admit that I have my doubts as well. When you're talking NBA money versus NIL money, especially as a top pick. But the plan as of right now is that this has kind of been a worked out deal between John Calipari and Kentucky and Shaedon Sharpe, that he would sit out this half year, train, and then be ready for the 2022-2023 season. That's at least what they're saying publicly and what they want out there. So as of right now, only good news on that front, Sean.
Yeah, it seems to be good news for sure, Jack. I know that Travis Brennan report last night probably caught a lot of us off guard when he put that out. I know that was nobody was expecting to see anything about Shaedon Sharpe possibly enrolling early at Kentucky. I know I wasn't expecting it.
Yeah, and I mean, look, I'm not gonna lie. The possibility of Shaedon sitting out half a year and going pro, I mean, it's a concern for me. It is, because as much as right now publicly, even personally, like I truly think that right now Shaedon is looking at this situation and saying, I want to stay at Kentucky for a year and a half, stay that half semester, learn the system, and play in 2022, 2023. I think in his mind right now, that's what he's planning on doing. Like, I truly think that his intentions are great, and he wants to do this the right way, and he wants to have that full year of experience at Kentucky. He wants this. I do think that at the end of the day, that's his plan as of right now. But we are also talking about an 18, 19-year-old kid who there are going to be a lot of people involved in this that are going to be pushing him to the league because they see, look, when agents get involved and people like that, we're talking, $8, $9, $10 million a year versus a million-ish with NIL money. And that's like the upper end of NIL money. That, yeah, he could make a substantial amount of money in his 1 year at Kentucky, but if he could go straight to the league as a top draft pick and make, five, six, seven, eight, nine, $10 million, depending on if he's a, number one pick or a number five pick, whatever. I mean, that's NBA draft money versus NIL money. And Sean, I want to think that things are peachy and that this is going to be a perfect, everything's going to play out just right. And that Shaedon's going to, train with the team. He's going to make Ty Washington better. He's going to make CJ Frederick better. He's going to make Dante Allen better. He's going to improve everybody around him at Kentucky. Then he's going to stick around for the next year and be a superstar in 2022, 2023. In an ideal world, that's how he wants it to go. That's how I'd love it to go. But Sean, are you at least a little cautious that's just kind of sunshine and rainbows, assuming the best, not thinking that when money gets involved, that there's going to be some talks down the road?
Yeah, that's my thought. Exactly. You want to be cautious at best with it because, money talks, right?
Yeah. NBA money is real. And when you have people involved in recruitments and agents involved, I mean, we're talking substantial amounts of money. And I think that's something that it'll come up. And I think it's going to be a fight that Cal's going to have. And they're saying all the right things now, and his intentions are very good right now. And I think they're going to be good in the long run. Ideally I would like to think that he would stay that year and a half, but is that the naive part of me thinking that, Hamidou Diallo was up to the very last second of the draft within this exact same scenario. They said the exact same thing. He was going to train. Everything was going to be peachy, sunshine and rainbows. He was going to come back and be a superstar in his second year. Obviously, that didn't happen even with him coming back, but that's, think of the overall premise in general. He had the right intention going into it, and then when the NBA people got involved and the agents got involved and money got involved, it pushed him all the way up until the very last deadline, and we're talking a guy that was a fringe second-round pick. We're talking a potential top five draft pick next season. I have my doubts. I got to be totally honest, and I'd like to think the best, but we'll see. I think if this is going to be great, no matter how it unfolds, it's going to get Ty better. It's going to get Savir better. It's going to get, you know, Kellen Grady better. The guys around him, there's no way that they don't improve. Knowing the caliber that Shaedon Sharpe is as a player, there's no way that the people around him don't improve. But man, I have my doubts. I mean, there's no way around it that I do have some slight concerns that at the end of the day, we don't see Shaedon Sharpe play a minute of basketball for Kentucky. I'd love him to be there, and I'd like to think that things will work out. But man, we'll see, Sean.
Yeah. So, how do you think our listeners are going to feel after listening to this one?
Yeah, probably the same way we do, where there's reason for excitement and
there is
the reason for hesitant. Like, and I don't want this to be doom and gloom. Everybody worry. Oh well, we get the highest rated player in Kentucky basketball history, a consensus number one pick, and he never even plays a minute of college basketball. Like, I don't want that to be the assumption. That's just me thinking out loud and the naive pessimist side of me thinking, you know, like, man, I just that possibility is out there. And I don't want to get burned. I don't want to get excited for this moment. And even if he's saying all the right things, I don't want to get, you know, build up that excitement for this fan base and only to have them get burned at the end of the day too. I just want fans to be realistic and know that this is something that could be on the table, but behind the scenes, everybody's saying the right things right now, that Kentucky is fully expecting him to come in, train half a year and then play in the 2022-2023 season. Let's start with that. That's the plan, and that's what Kentucky is anticipating as of right now. But let's just also not be overly optimistic and assume the best and get hurt at the end of the day. That's all I want out there.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And we'll see how it all plays out and stuff, Jack. I mean, obviously, it still has to officially happen. Has to get on campus for that second semester. But, I mean, obviously there seems to be quite a bit of buzz that that's going to happen, and we'll just see what happens and plays out after that.
We'll be around to tell everybody how it, you know, if there's any updates on that or, you know, when he officially makes it official, we'll obviously come on and break things down even further. But until then, Sean, we have Big Blue Madness tomorrow night. We have obviously you're making the trip to Athens to see Kentucky take on Georgia in football. So we will be back. We'll be around to talk about Big Blue Madness this weekend, and then we'll have Media Day next week, and we'll have Blue-White game after that. So football season is still full steam ahead, but it's time to start talking a little bit about basketball, Sean. We're going to have a lot of fun with it.
Yeah, absolutely. Can't wait. It's that time of year. It's going to keep us busy. Busy is good for business, and busy is good for this podcast.
Absolutely. Well, thank you to our listeners again. I know this was kind of on a short notice. We didn't really update anybody on that this was happening. We just figured it's breaking news, so we got to get something out there and talk about it. So I appreciate our listeners for tuning in to back-to-back episodes. We have a lot of fun with this. Grateful to Sean for doing this. And we'll be back here in just a couple days. We'll probably, you know, either late tomorrow night or Saturday morning, we'll do one to talk about what happened at Big Blue Madness, if there's any other major takeaways on that. So keep your ears peeled, make sure that you're subscribed, and leave a 5-star review for us. We appreciate it. Those numbers are going crazy still, and we're grateful for it. So Sean, with that, let's get out of here. Where can fans find your work?
You can find my work at gobigbluecountry.com, and you can follow me on Twitter at gbbcountry.
You can find me on Twitter at jackpilgrimksr. Reach out to me via email at jpilgrim@kentuckysportsradio.com. with that, we'll be back next time for another jam-packed Sources Say podcast. We will see you then. I'm gonna be